tackles on the night. Doing it from memory, but I believe he had 5 tackles on the night. Even until the last drive, actually only allowed, we only allowed 340 yards until that last drive. Questions for Kyler?
We asked Bill kind of the same question, but in your eyes, I mean, what was kind of the vibe in the locker room after that game?
I mean, everyone's down. You know, that's more disappointing a loss than I feel like if it was, you know, a close game. It, like Coach G said, it wasn't a team that was that much better than us. You know, we did a lot of shooting ourselves in the foot. And, you know, we just got to execute on special teams and even as defense. You know, even we got put in bad positions, we still got to keep them out the end zone. So.
Beyond execution, is there anything that you feel like is missing? I mean, you know, not that you're going to make big changes with 3 games to go, but is there another level that you guys think you need to get to, or just, you know, what can you do in the last 3 games to try to turn things around?
I think our main thing is going to have to be, you know, it's going to be a mental thing because a lot of the guys I know, you know, just the way the season's going so far, it's not exactly how we want it to go. So we're gonna have to do our hard, you know, try our hardest and get everyone on board to, you know, just keep our energy up, because also, you know, plays into our effort, you know, outside of execution, you know, how hard we play and how we finish games, it comes down to, you know, how we're feeling. We got to be in a positive mindset.
I'm trying your hardest to keep this energy up. I mean, depending on the practice next week, is that just going to be something that you guys are really going to have to hone in on before finishing the rest of the season?
Yeah. It's going to, you know, our leaders are going to have to step up and, you know, try to get the morale going and, you know, get everyone back into a positive mindset. But that's how we're saying.
How do you continue to motivate your fellow players after a sophomore loss?
You know, it's part of just like, it's partially them too. Like, they have to have their own belief that, you know, we can pull out these games. And then other than that, you know, things are going to happen. People are going to get sad, and then when it comes to that point, that's when we have to, as leaders, come in and step on it, you know, get them back on the right track. Sir, did I ask your question too? Okay.
Anything else for Kyler? All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyler. Mm-hmm.